When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, SAP is here. We have Carlitos, Oscar, Tony, and me, Raisa.
Oh, wow. I thought you were a Muppet for a second.
Did your microphone give out on you?
I think the microphone peaked.
I think the microphone decided to... You know those animals when they freak out, they just freeze? I think that's what happened to the microphone.
Oh, like the fainting goats?
Yeah, the fainting goats.
Oh.
Look, I've been practicing the intro with Oscar lately, and I get anxious doing it. That's why I always have you guys do it. So I figured for this very special episode, La Jefa would roll through and be real professional.
Yeah. And let me ask a rhetorical question. Why is today such a very special episode?
Today is a very special episode.
Okay, yes. I did say
I'm gonna do
I did say it was rhetorical, but I did want
That's
you to
why
answer
I was like,
the question.
I was like, does he want me to answer? I'm confused.
Yeah.
It's a no-win situation.
Listen, I walked into that trap. The reason why today is a very special episode is because it's officially our 100th episode at Spanish Aquí Presents.
Yes, honey bunny.
Take it to the floor.
Guys, we did it. A milestone episode, 100th. How are we feeling about it?
Oh, my. I feel 100 years old.
I feel 100 years young.
Oh, beautiful. Tony?
Age is nothing but a number.
Thank you.
Or an episode number. You know.
Mm-hmm.
What a journey.
Truly, what a journey. We're still we're at home now, and we started not at home.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do we know the percentage? Was it 50-50 or when did we? When did the pandemic?
That's a good question.
Did like over half of our like second season or whatever you would call it.
I can check right now. I can do it
for
right
sure
now.
From home.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wild? We have spent so much time just like hanging around each other because you know we started off with the live shows, right?
Yeah.
And then we moved on to the studio at Earwolf. And now we're at home. And it's like...
Something. I think it's about 50%.
Wow!
We had our last episode in studio was with Melissa Barrera, episode 44.
Yeah.
And episode 45 was Luis Guzman. And as we all remember, Luis Guzman
was during the pandemic. Yeah,
that's so, true.
Very nearly 50% of the...
a little over 50%.
Wow.
Yeah, a little history.
Yeah, when we were recording in the studio, we would also have live shows. And I feel like that adds to my memory of how much we were doing at the time. Because there were days when we would record and then do shows at night.
Oh, yeah. I was seeing you guys more than my family, my boyfriend, my, cats at one point. Like, because we were just always... podcasting and doing show stuff and everything else
never mind.
You messed up.
We were already doing by episode 42. We were already. It's just that we moved the Melissa episode around. I'm going off the posters.
But still, it's a little more than 50.
Yeah.
You know. And also the thing to consider too is that our format has changed since we've been at home. You know,
absolutely.
Pre-pandemic. Why did I struggle saying that word?
Because
it's such a curse word. That's why. Pre-pandemic. We used to have a little improv segment, and now we just talk and we do an interview, which I really like, I gotta say. And boy, we've had some incredible guests on this podcast, haven't we?
We really have.
Like the amount of people that have come through the Spanish Aquí Presents doors are just like shocking, honestly, shocking. I'm in awe of like the amount of guests that we got. All amazing, too.
A hundred of them, almost.
True.
Also, yeah. Also, like, it's like I look back and like without trying to like be diverse, like we have such a cool roster of like just different types of people that I think is like really cool and important, because like sometimes I'll listen to a friend on a podcast and I'll be like, oh, this was fun, I want to listen to another episode. And then I'll look and it's just like a bunch of men maybe, or what, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah. Damn, like I want to listen to like other opinions on things. But So I would say that's pretty cool.
Balanced.
Yeah.
Part of your balance podcast.
On that note, since it's our 100th episode, we're going to take a cafecito break. Please enjoy these clips from our fabulous guests that we've had over these 100 episodes. And we are going to be back on part 2 of this episode to reflect on our own favorite SAP moments, plus a special interview with Maria Hinojosa coming out on June 11th.
Well said. Couldn't have said it better myself, Tony.
Enjoy.
Eso.
¡Disfruta!
All right, guys, and we're back with Curly Velasquez. Woo-hoo!
Curly Velasquez.
Curly, you did fashion before BuzzFeed. Yes. Like we can all say it and agree, because you are literally one of the best dressed people that we
100%.
All know in real life and like Seriously. On the internet.
100%.
Consistent.
It's just there's I
thank you. I don't know.
Like, do you ever? Is there ever a time where you're just wearing like a random T-shirt or just walking around? Because I've never seen you.
No.
I've been at home. I dress up. You know why? Because it's also weird. Complexity that I have.
Yeah.
If I walk by a mirror at my house and I look ugly, I feel ugly. So if I'm on point for myself, I walk around and I'm like, still got it.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I need to do that. I feel like I get really lazy at home, and then I'll be like all sad girl. I'm like, oh, I'm fat, I'm ugly. Yeah. I didn't whatever. And it's because I'm a mess.
Yeah.
But
do your lashes for yourself. Do your eyeliner for yourself. Do your lipstick. Yeah.
I like that though. Maybe I'll dress up.
I love it. I like do my hair. I put fragrance on. I have fragrance for my living, like for when I'm in my apartment.
For each different room?
For each room I wear a different fragrance.
I fancy.
I have Panocha fragrance.
Tell everybody on the radio what Panocha is.
I know what you mean, but it also sounds like that's like an extract.
Yeah, dile.
It's not patchouli, it's Panocha.
dile a los güeritos que es Panocha.
It's musky. It's very musky.
Your Panocha is like your pudin. It's your kitty cat. It's your coneja.
Your concha.
Toto.
Bobo.
It's your, my parents call it pelula, you know, like it's your everything. So
because they used to shave before. So
Cubans say bobo, and a lot of people don't know that one.
Bobo. I've never heard bobo.
A lot of people don't. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do, but I do it for myself. I do it for me because, you know, when I take it out and I go pee, it smells so good.
Oh, my God. Yes. I bet it does.
I can't wait to go pee.
No, for real. You take it out, you get a whiff of yourself, fragrance. And you're like, yeah, girl, you did it.
If I ever need to go do pee-pee with someone, I'm going to pick you. If I ever have to jump in a toilet stall with someone, it's you. Man.
I don't know how lady parts work. If you put fragrance down there, it might sting. I don't know.
Oh, but I always, I do a spray, especially, oh no, I always spray too.
I don't know if it's healthy enough to put stuff in.
I don't know. Look, but like for the
I mean, as long as you're not like going, like you're not like, you know what I mean? Like you have, I do a little, like if I'm wearing like a dress and I'm like, I'm going to be outside and feel like sweaty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like open leg. Just give it a little,
little splash.
I mean, but for y'all, look, take my word, do it. And then when you go pee, think of me.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
I want to know what yours both smell like too after. Let us know.
Pick a scent, you know.
We're going to have a smelling party after this. What's going on?
What axe
do you recommend?
Oh, Lord Carlos.
Don't kid. I love a man in axe.
Oh,
I do.
Curly.
Hater. Look, I love a man in axe. Like, I can smell
the right axe
shit.
And the right amount works perfectly.
Yes.
Not all axes are made the same.
They get a bad rap.
The chocolate one, that works.
Oh, I don't know about that. Maybe
it depends, because it has to also go with your skin.
Yeah. My boyfriend was like, I ran out of my deodorant and I put an axe, and I was like, oh my God, you smell so good. I loved it.
Is it like the manly musk that you like so much?
I think it's the cheapness. It just makes me feel dirty. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Makes me feel dirty.
Very plebeian, yes.
All right, guys, and we are back from our cafecito break with our special guest, Maya Murillo from Pero Like Must Be Right.
Está pasando.
Yes. Hello. Maya,
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Maya, I have to say, for those of us listening, you have the dopest personal style. Like right now, what you're wearing is so
killing it.
Chic.
What? It's amazing. Okay, I asked Curly if I look like Latina Steve Jobs, and he's like,
"Oh my god!"
No, he goes, "I don't know," and I'm like, "We're gonna run that again."
Take two. Yeah, I need the answer that I wanted you to give me.
So I'm like, "Just say yes."
Estefania trabajos.
Yeah. Yeah. Mira. Well,
you look so dope.
Yeah. Your butt looks really good in those jeans. I said it earlier, and I want everybody in the podcast world to know.
Put on
the
record.
I want to put on the record. Thank you so much. Yo, Maya be looking wego today and every day.
I need this. Thank you.
Maya, you did our live show, and you did like a musical comedic performance, which killed. It was very funny. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So I sang a song called Pocha Concha, and a pocha is basically a derogatory term for an Americanized Mexican, which is me, because when I got to Better, I was learning Spanish, so I just mashed it up with my favorite Mexican pastry, concha, which to other people it means vagina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is it's not wrong.
It's a sweet bread.
Sweet bread.
Yeah, I mean,
pocha concha.
Which is what a vagina is, a sweet bread.
Trying to be authentic in all of the ways.
Yeah.
So I sang this song about, you know, what it's like to be a pocha concha and just like when people come up to me and try to speak Spanish. Now I'm better because I did a video where like I tried to learn Spanish in 60 days and like it hit, it did well. And now I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, like I got this. Like it's in progress.
Yeah,
it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Did you use Babbel? No, wondering.
Do you know you can use promo code SAP?
I'm just kidding.
Good.
What did you use? Actually, what platform did you use?
I had a teacher who, a tutor who taught me. Mm. And yeah, it was great. He was very patient with me because I was like, I can do this all. And then, you know, I'm an Aries, so.
Wait a second. You know that there's tons of Aries here.
We only Rise is not
severe
an Aries.
Aries energy. When is your birthday?
March 25th.
Wow.
Do you know your moon and your rising?
My rising is Pisces. My moon is Aries.
I don't know what any of that means.
Ooh. Yeah, it means a lot of fire and a little water.
Yeah,
we've talked about this.
Yeah. Well, no, they're all Aries. So is Jordan, and I'm the only Tauro.
Which is after Aries, so I guess that makes sense.
That makes sense. Keep them grounded.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's
very true. Try to burn you.
You guys keep saying that.
Third time this comes out in an interview. No, just saying.
The other times you said it.
No. It was said before. What are you talking about?
I recognize earth signs because they have a lot of...
Yeah, we need earth signs.
They have a lot of fire signs around them who try to like... Fire!
Yeah.
And they have to like regrow.
Or the little out waters, they're all like meow, meow, meow.
Yes.
They're all little cats. Yeah, they're
all cats. Meow, 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 meow.
They're like little kitties.
Bienvenido to Spanish Aquí Presents. This week, we're doing a more politically minded episode. We were lucky enough to interview Secretary Julian Castro about his presidential campaign. We ask him a few questions about policy and get his drag name.
Pizza or burrito?
Oh, come on.
Pizza.
Whoa!
Outside of the
box.
That's
the pepperoni pizza.
Okay. All right.
If you could have one talent that you don't already have, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably like singing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm playing an instrument.
Karaoke.
Yeah, I think that would be cool to be able to do that.
Right on.
Do you have a favorite quote that you like to like say to people?
No, not really, but I think there are a lot of great quotes out there. But like, you know, there's some candidates that like use a lot of quotes out there. Yeah. I haven't done that. But, you know, I remember my mother, you know, my mom went to Catholic school 16 straight years. And she was also like a rebel, you know, involved in the Chicano movement and pushed back against certain parts of Catholic teaching. But I remember her pointing out a passage in the Bible that says something like, you know, the Lord hath given me a well-trained tongue that I may speak to them in season. In other words, to use your ability, to use your talent to do for other people. Mm-hmm. And I always remember that.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
What about your brother? How do you get, do you guys are super linked up because you're twins, or what's that like?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I talked to my brother, sharing the same room with bunk beds. And then we went to college and law school together. We practiced law together. I can't get rid of him. Yeah. So I figure I might as well talk to him.
That's great. Yeah.
And my brother, you know, I'm really proud of Joaquin because he's done very well in Congress, and he's on that intelligence committee that is basically the impeachment, impeachment inquiry committee. So he's right in the middle of important work there in Washington.
Doing the Lord's work.
And we are here for that.
For sure.
Do you guys ever walk into the like same event or family party wearing the same thing? And you're like, why? We're twins. Why'd you do that?
No, because he dresses like shit. So, you know.
Shots
my God.
Shots fired.
Wow.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
And Oscar said no fashion questions.
No, my brother and I, you know, a lot of twins, they dress the same way when they're kids. My mother had a policy after the gift clothes ran out when we were young of not dressing us the same way because she wanted us to have our own identity.
Smart. Very,
very good.
I like that.
You know, I mean, my mom was a wonderful trying to manage how tough it can be to raise twin boys.
Yeah.
But, you know, Joaquin and I were very much alike in a lot of different ways, except our fashion.
There you go.
And I'm like the big sports person out of the four of us. San Antonio Spurs, or are you like a fan of a specific person? I don't know, maybe LeBron. Just, you know,
sports related.
Yeah, no, I root for the Spurs, for the home team. I grew up liking all of the Philadelphia teams because my brother took the Cowboys early on, so I had to find another football team. I took the Eagles.
Okay.
So I liked pretty much the Eagles, the Sixers.
So you're an Iverson fan. You're an Iverson fan.
But it kind of wore off after Dr. J, and then a little bit after that. You know? Yeah. I used to love Randall Cunningham when he was a quarterback of the Eagles.
Okay.
But these days, I mostly, like, I don't watch too much football as much as I used to. And I watch the Spurs when they're on TV.
Yeah. Basketball season just started. You got to, you know, keep up.
All right. If Raisa has her sports question, I would like to ask. You are an ally of the queer community. You are out there fighting for trans rights. This is not a hardball question, but if you were to perform a drag character, have you ever, like, what would your name be?
Yeah.
You know, I have, that's you.
It's a hardball question.
Hardball.
I want something that is fun and that is memorable. So I welcome the help. Somebody giving me some suggestions.
Tony, Oscar,
right now, go.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, we just flipped it.
Nice.
How about El Presidente?
El Presidente.
All right.
Yes. That's an easy one.
There you go.
Yeah. That's perfect, actually.
And the with a Z. Presidente.
Yeah. El Presidente.
Hey. Oh, I like that. Yes. All right, that's your official drag name going forward.
Presidente.
Are back from our cafecito break with one of the chonga girls.
One of the chonga girls.
Mimi, que hola, Cere, que hola, Omega.
Mimi.
Miss Worldwide, because I'm Señorita Worldwide on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, you are?
I am. You better watch out.
Shots fired.
Well, I'm the chonguita del 305.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to say my version now.
Okay, hurry up before she gets here. All
right. My version is that we met in high school and she didn't like me.
Of course.
Because she claims that I was a teacher's pet, which is not true at all. I've never been a teacher's pet in my life. I just was very passionate.
Definition of a teacher's pet.
No. I'm passionate. Amazing. I'm passionate right now. And then eventually our teacher paired us together to do a scene. We went to a public school in Miami.
What school?
Had Michael Kropp.
Michael Kropp.
Okay, public high school in Miami.
But it had a magnet.
Hialeah, right?
No, no, North Miami Beach.
No, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it had a magnet program.
Oh, wow.
Back then. Which is, now it's, the arts was very strong in South Florida.
Yeah.
But anyways, and then she paired us for a scene together and she came over to my house and she saw that I still play with Barbies.
In high school.
In high school.
Wow. And I'm like, what do you mean by play with Barbies? Because there's different play with Barbies. Okay. There's play with Barbies, like I have them dressed up. And they're styled and
you
they're
collect them and they're
there, uh-huh, because you know, like sure, like I had those two like set up in my
really?
Room. I had Barbies.
Since
oh yeah.
When?
I
since
had like
it's a Miami thing.
It's like, oh no, like I had my parents for Christmas, I would always get, I mean Santa Claus, me traía. Uh-huh. Santa Claus would bring me like one of the collectible ones. And like if there was an athletic one that came out that year, like a basketball player or a sport, a softball or whatever, I would get that one. But I also would get the big holiday one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Representation, with the pretty dress. Huh?
Representation matters.
Yeah, representation matters. Listen.
Okay, let me ask you this. How percentage wise, how many blonde Barbies to ethnic Barbies did you have?
Actually, my mom would get me as many tanned Barbies as she could.
Right in the middle.
No, melanin Barbies.
Well, yeah, because she would be
Teresa.
Like, yeah, they're
Teresa. That's her name. That was
Kelly's friend. Kelly is
no,
Barbie's.
No, Teresa is Barbie's friend.
Is Barbie's friend?
Yeah.
She's a brown. She's a caramel girl.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Teresa. Yeah. I don't know. I would always. I would also like. I mean, I had all types. I had black Barbies. I had.
Okay.
Not why I would say Latina because they're tan, and then I did have a lot of like blonde Barbies because that's just what
I don't want to hear. One thing about you guys from now on about my Ninja Turtles, when this one is just like a completely revealed this whole Barbie thing.
In high school, I had collectible Barbies in like my closet. It means or like out. Whatever.
But you wouldn't play with them.
No, because you can't take them out.
And I'm not Mimi, gonna, you played
Mimi
with them.
Get,
well, yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and skip. But we played, the last time I played with Barbies with Laura was like 2 years ago here in
there
LA.
There it is.
We were going through shit. We were going through boy problems.
Okay.
We went to Target. We bought.
Oh, that's good.
We bought like a black Ken, a white Ken.
Okay.
And we bought our Barbies. We fought in the store over which Barbie, because there was one pretty one. And we fought over who was going to get the pretty one.
Who got her?
She got her.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
And then, how'd you solve that problem?
Yeah. That's healing though. That's good. It's good.
And then we went back home and we acted out the issues.
Yeah.
Mimi, I got to tell you something. I would watch.
Therapy Barbie.
I would watch a show where you and Laura are playing Barbies. Mm-hmm. I would watch that.
Would you handle your fights, like, your situation,
yeah,
your issues?
Close up of exactly right.
Oh
Barbie,
my God,
it's called Barbie Therapy.
That's a great idea. No, yeah, we would do that. We'd be. That's a good idea.
All right,
I think you should do it.
It's done. It's trademarked. Nobody else.
Associate producer.
Chonga girls, just let me come in and be like sporty Barbie.
But me and I like. I love when I get to hang out with Mimi sometimes and we get like real like ratchet Juanita. We get real just like talking like
there's
just
not a lot of people that can meet you there.
Yeah. There's no
that,
there's not
at that level.
There's not.
The like, ratchet level.
I love it because Mimi's always like, you're always here for me, like for my gross, disgusting stuff and like just like getting down and dirty.
You're the only one who accepts my cochinaness.
Your cochinita. Yeah,
can we see a little bit of that? Can we see a
the
sample?
Cochinera.
What does that look like?
Yeah. Like you peeing or doing caca with the door open.
Yeah. Oh.
Or like she does like farts and like with your friends.
Carlos did not like that.
That's my jam. No, that's what I do.
What are you talking about?
Carlos? The opposite. That's me.
Carlos always says, Carlos literally.
I kind of feel bad when people feel like that's a weird thing because I'm like, well, that's like what I grew up with.
Hey!
Congratulations.
It's okay.
It's okay. You're fine.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah.
Get closer to the mic so you can apologize and we can hear it.
I'm sorry.
I love it though. I think it just fits so well.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
She was talking about how Chongalicious.
I was telling them that we were nerds.
Yes.
We were able to hear one side of a story that I think.
Oh, I'm sure she told her side of the story without me on purpose.
Yeah. I did. I took advantage.
I know you did.
Can we hear your version?
Yeah,
can
you're late because someone slashed your tires, right?
Probably Mimi. No, Mimi was a teacher's pet, but
see?
Like
hardcore.
This is totally. By the way, this is totally the Newlyweds game. We're what's the story?
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
El Puerto Rican papi, Luis Guzmán.
When I did Caldito's Way, of course, but before Caldito's Way,
yeah.
there was a movie called Q&A, a movie called Q&A that I did. And that was like, to me, okay. It's like, oh, wow, you know? And to work with the great director, Sidney Lumet, and learn the process and see the process. Come on. And then I did Caldito's Way. I did The Count of Monte Cristo is another movie that I really love. Yeah. You know, Mal de Amores.
Mal de Amores, man.
You know, that, wow. You know, Boogie Nights, you know, Magnolia, Punch Drunk Love, you know, Traffic, The Limey, you know, Out of Sight, you know.
It sounds like you're describing a Criterion Collection.
The Limey is on the Criterion right now.
I'm trying to sell as many stocks as I can. Oh my God.
Starting a DVD service.
Pero y ahora, you have another movie now that just, it wasn't a new one, but they put it on Netflix recently.
Oh yeah, Puerto Rico's in Paris. It's finally on Netflix.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Okay.
Bastante se tardaron, coño. Bastante se tardaron.
Carlos, when you said finally, could you just say, yeah, it's on Netflix. It's on, like, finally. Tú estabas esperando para algo.
Estaba esperando con ansia que saliera en Netflix para verla.
Mira,
él nos manda un texto cada mañana for like 3 years. Hey, guys.
Is it out yet?
Today the day?
Yeah.
Bueno, you know what? I have value. Thank you, Caldito. That means so much to me.
Aww. So good. Yeah.
That's Caldito's way.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, listen, man, I love when I did How to Make It in America. That was a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now Victor's killing it at Baker and the Beauty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I love it. You know what's so great about watching a show like that? Like, when you know everybody. You know, it's like, oh,
yes.
You know, and it's a sweet show. I've watched the first 3 episodes, and I've enjoyed it, you know, and I'm really happy for Vic and everybody that's working, you know, so.
Hell yeah, Miami represent, cubano.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
Hey, que bola hacer.
Cubans that look Italian, bro, yeah.
Cubans that look Cuban.
Hey, yo, it's okay. I call myself Sephardic sometimes.
Really? Yeah. Gotta pay the bills, right?
Yeah.
What's your name? Say, Louis Guzman.
Yeah.
Guzman.
Oh.
Louis Guzman.
Oh, man.
It just depends on how you say it.
Guzman.
Guzman. I'm from the desert of Spain.
What's up, Mr. Pitt? Hey, Jeff, ¿cómo están?
Todo bien, gracias a Dios. ¿Y usted?
Bien, aquí. Nosotros estamos en Los Ángeles. My name is Raisa Alicea, but... I rep Miami, so I wore my shirt.
Raisa Alicea from Miami.
Yeah. And this is one of my co-hosts from our podcast, Spanish Aquí Presents, Carlos.
Carlos, we go way back. I've known it since MTV 3 days, back in the day.
Oh, man. Yeah, we do go way back in MTV 3
days. Yeah.
I think the mustache is a little different.
It's a mustache. I thought this is very new. This is very new.
Yeah.
It's a quarantine look.
Yeah. It's all the quarantine.
where is like a place that you each would want to go to? If you could just pick like one spot off the top of your head to go and travel.
Miami.
That's too easy. Too easy.
What about you, Jeff?
Well, now anything I say after that, I'm just going to get in trouble for.
No.
It's kind you of should say Miami, and also, what's your second option, Betty?
He's all like, and maybe Fort Lauderdale, maybe.
I do have to say something there. I have a lot of friends in Puerto Rico.
Nice.
And we would actually like to help. We were actually starting to build some businesses there before the first hurricane. Mm-hmm. So we were doing development there on another company of mine, and we actually would love to get back to restoring infrastructure, rebuilding the travel and hospitality and industry. So I do want to return there because we want to help rebuild.
Right on.
Yeah, Carlos is Puerto Rican. He's from Puerto Rico.
I know I look super Mexican because of the mustache, but I'm from born and raised from Puerto Rico.
You know, I'm glad that we get a chance to have fun like this, as all our interviews have been very serious. But on a serious note, just bringing it back for everybody out there, you know, this is something that it's an opportunity for you guys to be able to survive. Like he said, you know, make sure that you're helping out the community and the culture. And that to me is the most important thing. And for everybody out there that is being very blessed to be at another level or in a different situation during what's going on right now, these historical times, it should be an obligation for them to get involved, to help those that need it the most. Yeah. All right. Because if all you're doing is TikToking all day and being on social media all day, and you're helping the culture, you ain't helping the community, you ain't helping humanity.
Yeah.
And you need to get yourself and stop looking in your phone, look in the mirror and ask yourself, what can I do to help those that need it the most? And that to me is why this is so important. And how do we start? We start in our community and then one way or another, help everybody. And to me, being very, very blessed to be a part of music that basically is the universal language that speaks to everybody, unites everybody instead of divide everybody, right?
Yeah.
This is the reason that the minute that he hit me, I go back. Anytime that somebody has a great reputation and is not here to help those that need it the most, you can count me in 150%. So when I'm looking at afuera, COVID-19, how do you say it? Vinicenter.com.
Vinicenter.com.
Eso.
Please welcome Nicole!
Wow, you almost got there.
Yes.
How the hell are you?
Hi.
You know, hi. We've all done it. Your podcast. Why won't you date me? Except for Carlitos, but Carlitos is so private. He won't talk about his stuff. Oh.
Who you fucking?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Nobody. Which one are you fucking, Carlos?
I have a very special relationship with Manuela.
Manuela!
Oh, I'm seeing Manuela too. I'm really broadening my...
That's how bad it is. Even Tony is exploring Manuela.
I mean, honestly, Tony is the I don't know, what do you call him? The lover boy of the group, I guess? He's the one.
I love it. The lover boy.
Yeah, I call them all the lover boys, but like he's like the lover boy because he's out in these streets. We always bother him because every time we go somewhere, he always has a hot gay man next to him. And I'm like,
What a dang treat.
I'm like, it must be nice to be Tony Rodriguez, pero bueno. Anyway.
Those times have changed.
Tony, this is unprecedented for you. Like, it's been a couple months. Like, how are you handling this?
I'm holding up.
He's holding up.
There's other stuff bigger than me going on, so, you know.
No, there's not. Like, talk about how horny you are.
Yeah, let's go.
Thank you. I needed permission to. Okay, can we talk? No,
I'm so horny.
I mean, every day. Every day I'm seeing Manuela.
Oh my God.
Is my summary.
Yeah,
I literally bought a $200 vibrator because I was so horny.
Did it?
Is it good? Is it worth the money?
It's great.
Okay.
It's like got an actual. It's got like a tongue, and then a suction cup. It's intense.
Oh, that sounds wild.
It is. It's very wild. It looks like a torture device, but it's not.
It's the opposite of torture.
You guys, I wish we could talk about horny stuff for another hour.
You know him on SNL. You know him in Les Culturistas podcast. It is Bowen Yang.
Hi.
You know, you have a podcast. You guys talk about a lot of different things. Most of the time, they're topical. Yes. So I figured if there was something on your mind, whether from today or a couple days ago or whatever, you
always
you
have
talk
hot
about.
Takes on everything. So
yeah, you got hot takes.
Always,
and we love them.
Okay. My
Micah Tepica is like thermometers gaslighting me, I think. I'm gonna be totally real. So I haven't left the house in like a week. So on Sunday I woke up with like temperature and sore throat. I was like, okay, I got it. Well, I got it.
Oh no.
So then like ordered a baby. Oh my God. Remember like back in March?
A baby?
When, like,
don't stop there. That's a weird
thing. I ordered a baby. Remember back in March when like getting a thermometer was like the most like
essential. Yeah.
But it was so hard. Like
you couldn't get it.
You couldn't get it. And that's when like, that was something that really shook me and was like, I was like, oh, the world is ending. We can't even get like these basic things. Yeah. Like thermometers.
I was stuck with the toilet paper, but I didn't realize there was also a
thermometer. Thermometers were hard to get. Yeah.
No, they were hard because I have one in my stove because my little thermometer thing, like the little, it's like, how do I explain it? It's faded, the numbers. So I don't know how hot my stove gets. So my roommate bought this little one that we hang. And I cleaned it and I put it in my mouth. I was like, I wonder if it'll work.
No, but that's how people were doing it. It's like people were using like meat thermometers and stuff. Like things you would put in like a turkey, like at Thanksgiving. Apparently it worked.
We're still all thawing out. It's weird.
I know. But I sort of went ballistic on this sore throat. I like vitamin D, vitamin C, took an antibiotic. And then, and like 3 days later, like I feel completely normal. So I'm still gonna get tested and see what this was. But the thermometer was like lying to me, like lying to my not so dumb ass. Cause I'm like, this does not feel like a 96 to me, sweetie. Hmm. So that's, I guess that's.
Wait, it was lying to tell you that it was higher or lower?
It was lower. Yeah. I was like, this is like at least like a 99 and it's like three, it's a whole three degree margin of error.
Let's get into this conspiracy. I like it.
Yeah, but I ordered this thermometer from like a baby, like a newborn, like baby kit.
Okay.
You keep stopping at the baby.
The baby. That's
you bought
the baby
a thermometer from a baby.
Listen.
From
a baby. Newborn. That's the first problem.
You got baby. Baby fever. Bowling.
You gotta wait at least 3 months before you make any transactions with the baby.
Oh my God. Yes. I ended up like tossing like this like complimentary diaper they threw in and like it was very wasteful. Yeah, does that count? Does that count as something?
Yeah.
Thank you. Carly, we love you.
Do you mind if I guess you up also for 2 seconds? I just want to say thank you so much for having me here. Y'all are amazing. You guys are doing such incredible, amazing work. And I'm so happy to be sitting at this table with y'all. So thank you so much.
Aww.
You assholes.
Paul, you are the podcast guru. Do you have any words of advice for this little baby podcast?
Yeah.
For
a little baby?
Or just your little
Should we get our own headphones?
First of all, get your own headphones.
Okay, good.
Okay, Earwolf, add that to the budget.
Do you think Earwolf paid for these?
Listen, Paul, you don't know me. I be hustling.
Oh, I know you be hustling. I do know you be hustling. I've heard things.
Positive.
I would say, guys, keep on doing what you're doing and having fun.
Yay.
That is it. This was a joy. Thank you for having me.
Yay.
And welcome to Earwolf.
I feel like we just got knighted.
I know. Podcast Poppy has knighted us.
I know.
I've like never done improv.
Perfect. Ooh, maybe this could be your first time.
Yo, we are popping notes. No.
I don't get it. I watch you guys. You guys are the masters at doing this.
Like,
I've gone to like a bunch of your guys' shows, as you know, and you guys are really, really good.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Coming from all the pedo like people always give us nice feedback. And we definitely love what you guys are doing. Yep. So it's so nice to be a part of like that family.
Yeah, we need each other.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Time is a construct.
Yeah,
it really is in this whole thing.
But you're always so good about responding to me so quick. So I like appreciate that so much.
I live with a lot of feeling. For some reason, I am emotionally attached to your message. I'm like,
I have to let her know.
Everybody else does not get an answer for some reason. I just put on my phone.
Nice. Perfect. Good. So. Good.
De nada.
De nada.
No. How do I say it was a joy, a pleasure?
Fue un placer estar con nosotros.
Un placer.
Fue un placer.
What the hell?
Whoa, he was like, this bitch can't speak Spanish. Wrong.
I felt like a morning radio.
What was that?
Wow.
Yeah. I love the podcast, like, family.
Yeah.
Especially this cross-country connection that we
yes.
have.
Yeah,
yes.
You guys are like
we love you guys so much.
We love you guys so much.
We love you guys, yeah.
Isn't it so crazy that we have, like, we do these, like, dumb little things, and then you have people, like, having a conversation with you?
Yeah.
Being, like, as a Latino in literally the middle of nowhere, I connect with you on this level, and it's like, wow.
Yeah. So crazy.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I want to thank you guys for using your platform to get this message out. Thank you. We want people to know that we are here for them. There is help, there is hope, there are people who care, and there are people that aren't just talking about it, that we're being about it.
Being about it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, and to everybody, look, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay informed, stay educated, stay aware with everything that's going on right now. Things are moving fast. The more informed you are, the more confidence you got. You keep that immune system high, and oh yeah, virus ends with us, but it will not end us. You understand?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I love all of you.
I love you. No. I love when you love somebody so much it sounds like a threat. I love
it. I want to touch your hand.
It is hot.
Yeah.
Yvonne,
I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me. I was so excited to be here. Literally, I've been like waiting for years to be in that podcast.
Oh.
Now I can like save this podcast where I'm in right now and then listen to it when I get back to work.
Out here in these streets.
Hey.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm proud of each and every single one of you. You guys are doing the damn thing. Like, keep doing this because we need it.
Hell yeah. Aww.
Hey, you guys know what it's like to be the first UCB team, the first. Mm-hmm. When you're the first, all the other people are like,
That's
you're
true.
Like, y'all, I can't.
That's
I'm
true.
Just trying to float.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to figure it out. Yeah.
Y'all are working together, y'all, but you know what? We are a team. We come together. People know us. People know what we're doing, who we are, and y'all doing a great job at it. I want to thank you guys for having me. I'm a big fan of you guys. Y'all are dope. I love the camaraderie between all of you. I would love to see another one of your shows, and thank you for having me on your show as well.
Man, thank you so much for everything you've done for the Latinx community.
Yeah.
You're
fantastic. Thank you, Spanish Aquí. Oh.
And I'm so proud to see, for all the mushy moment, but I'm so proud to see some Latinos just kicking ass, doing a great job. I mean, when I moved to LA back in 2004, like I couldn't have even at the time really fathomed seeing this many faces that looked like my people at the same time on something. So for real, I went back and I listened. I would listen to your last podcast. And then I got to listen to a little bit of the one before that. And it's just great.
Oh,
you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
I'm honored to be here, for real.
Yeah. And you were on Adam Ruins Everything.
Yes, as Rosie the Riveter.
Yes.
Hell yes.
Rosalita the Riveter.
Yes, hell which they found you through.
Yes, they did. Because of your show, Spanish
I came
presents.
To see the. Oh, that's right. Uh-huh. They came to the show and then they hit you up.
I didn't know who the hell. I got an email like, hey, we want Jenny to be in the show. I'm like, what? I didn't even audition.
It's a direct request.
And I found out later on the set that it was because of the show.
Wow.
So thank you all.
Yeah, people.
We'll be expecting our 10%.
Yeah.
But I have to first say, like, that night that I worked with, like, you guys gave me such an education. You all are incredible. Like, really, 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 truly. Like, I did not know what I was in for. I was like, I do improv. I do sketches. It's fine. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, they, like, really do this. Oh, okay.
There's rehearsal?
Yo, I can't tell you how much fun this has been with you guys.
Luis.
For real. I'm so proud of you guys. You know, I love your vibe, your rhythm, everything you do.
Yeah. You're welcome, dude.
Hey.
You're welcome.
Hey, dude. Hey, dude.
What?
Dude, I don't say. Hey, dude. I don't say this a lot, but like, thank you.
For but real. Like, honestly, but like, thank dude. You. No, thank you.
Whoa.
I would have been eating ramen just right now, and like, I'm not even wearing pants right now. I'm just wearing this.
I believe it.
First of all, I want to say that I'm such a fan of all of you individually and collectively. Mm-hmm. Like, shout out to Tony, who's not here. But like all of you, I watch your careers and I'm just so happy. Your wins, I celebrate them on my side of the screen. So,
oh my God,
I love you
so much.
Yeah.
Yay. And thank you guys for having me. You guys are all amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Really just you. Enjoyed chatting with you, and I hope I get to chat with you again and talk more.
Yes.
Yes. Hopefully in person one of these too. Days.
You oh, yeah. I got to be chismoseando on your behalf.
And I love it, and I love you guys, and, you know, próxima vez voy a vamos a hablar español, ¿sí?
Like a perfect person has never been created. I mean,
seriously, I love y'all. You make me laugh anytime I see y'all on the social media or for your shows when we were doing Shuni did shows and stuff. Like, just your energy, it's always what I feel, you know, I want to have around me when I'm with creatives and Latinx people, especially, you know, or however you identify, you know, within the diaspora, but however we're called, thank you for making space, for hearing me out and for sharing this and laughing. It's the most, it's the best medicine, the best experience to have.
It was a pleasure, guys. I need to say that this was so much fun and it went by so fast. I'm also really missing human connection because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So it was so nice to talk to you guys. And you're all really special and talented. And I'm so proud of, like, everyone and how you're blowing up. And I love to see it. Me encanta. So thank you.
I love that. Oh, my God. Me encanta. First of all, yes, I've been to your live show, and thank you for having me on as a guest and as a person sitting in the audience. I have to tell you, it was such an easy sell for me to come on as a guest because y'all were so hilarious. I remember I went to watch the cast of Vida.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally belly laughed until the tears were rolling down my eyes from start to finish. It was just awesome. So I really appreciate that. I think laughter is medicine for sure. So thank you for sharing your medicine with the world. And even though the world has changed, continuing to bring that kind of joy to people, that's super, super important. thank you.
We try.
So as far as, you're not trying. You're in it. You're doing it. It's happening.
Spanish Aquí Presents is an Earwolf production executive produced by me, Raisa, Tony, Carlos, and Oscar. It's engineered by Jordan Duffy and produced by Anita Flores.
You can follow us on social media on Instagram at Spanish Aquí Presents and Spanish Aquí on Twitter.
Find our latest merch at potswag.com and especially look out for the Spanish Aquí Presents enamel pin set featuring all of our beautiful faces.
Yeah, and help us get the word out by telling a friend about the show today.
Make sure to rate and review Spanish Aquí Presents and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.
Want more Spanish Aquí Presents? Find our full archive and ad-free episodes on Stitcher Premium. Use promo code SAP for a 1-month free trial at stitcher.com/premium.